Hello.
Hey, Bryce. It's Jerome, CVA. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. I'm just reaching back out because you had spoken last month with one of our associates, Sid, about, I believe, two properties, the 7017 Shannon Hill.
Yes.
Did I catch you at a bad time at all?
Yes. Sorry,
oh,
yes.
Got you. Well, what's a better time to try and reach back out?
I have a couple of minutes. Just a couple of minutes for like maybe about five. So I was like, I could. What's going on?
We just wanted to see your status of the situation, whether you would still, you know, open to receiving offers on it, whether you.
We are.
Got you.
We are.
In my notes here, from what you talked to them last, you had also talked about a bit of acreage behind it.
That's correct.
Got you. Had you sold that off as of yet, or
not as of yet?
Got you. Had you thought about? Are they in tandem? Like, are they close to each other? Or
yeah,
right behind it. Have you thought about selling them in tandem? Like, you know, two in one at all?
Yes, we have. Like I said, if it's an offer that I can't refuse, we'll entertain it. I gave him the numbers for the last offer, so it all depends on the number.
Got you. And
but that didn't include the house that was setting as you're going into the property. You know, that didn't include the house though.
Got you. And the only info I have on numbers here is that you had gotten 3.1 as an offer for the acreage behind.
That's correct.
What was your, you know, I guess your number you couldn't refuse that you were?
I mean, it has to be north of that because we didn't discuss the house. But if you want, you know, if you want the house, which is going to be like, if I'm not mistaken, that's sitting on two of those acres, and that's gonna, you know. There has to be equal compensation for that, is what I'm saying.
Understood. And is there a reason why it hasn't hit the market yet, or?
No, because as I said before, I'm not in a rush to sell it. So, but if I got something I couldn't refuse, I'm not going to refuse it.
Got you. That makes sense. That does make sense. And I can say, you know, I know you only have 5 minutes, so I'm not going to, you know, burden you with the entire process on this, but we are interested in it. If you're not in a rush, then that's understood. You know, it's really just we want to make sure the numbers work best for you and also us, as we, you know, want to, you know, invest some money into it to even possibly develop on the land or even, you know, there's a lot of options.
And I got to be honest with you. By me being the seller, I'm a little bit more selfish on that end. I'm looking out for myself more so than you. I'm just putting it out there, so not to be rude.
No, yeah, understood. Well, I mean, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. Sure. What I'm going to do is gather up numbers and recalculate an offer that may make sense.
All right. So if you wanna call me back maybe in about an hour or 2 hours, that'll be fine. I have a little bit more time, but right now I'm just in the middle of stuff.
Understood.
All right.
I know how it can be, so no worries.
All right.
But you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, you got it. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.